Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Pam Danziger's here. Pam's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, 15 years she's been hanging out with us. President of Unity Marketing, author of a bunch of books on luxury shopping, including Putting the Lux Back in Luxury, and her whole Henry work, her What Do Henrys Want, and Meet the Henrys, High Earners, Not Rich Yet. She is the work she's done on that in that segment of the marketplaces is really powerful and important. And she's our good friend Pam Danziger. Welcome back to the show.
Well, it's great to be with you today.
It's good to have you back.
We're looking forward to Prime Day.
Amazon Prime Day. What is? Remind people what Amazon Prime is, and then tell us what Amazon Prime Day is.
Okay. Well, I mean Prime is Amazon's way of hooking people into the company and making them totally dependent upon them, upon mm-hmm. Amazon, and ultimately totally loyal to them. I mean, Prime is their membership program. You pay $119 a year, and you get free shipping and deeper discounts on products, and so you get a whole lot of other benefits.
Music,
to belong
there's
to
a lot
Prime.
Of music you can get from for that. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Book downloads and that's how I use Prime to access my television.
And information. They also get a lot of information about you for Jeff Bezos, he would rather have the information as the sale.
Yeah. Right. Right. It's really the company's way of hooking themselves. I mean, the Trojan horse. How they really
that's
embed
exactly
themselves
right.
and hook into
good
consumers. Consumers' behavior and mindset. And Prime Day, they started this about 4 years ago. It was a 24-hour, and then it extended to 36 hours because of its success. And this year, Prime Day is now actually 2 days
wow.
from July 15th through July 16th, where Prime members can access basically over a million really deep and special deals that are only available for those 2 days. So
wow.
it's become a manufactured event, but almost as big as that the Black Friday through Cyber Monday, spending spree
right.
in advance of the holidays. And it's real after 4 years, it's become really institutionalized. And it's amazing how many people, I mean, this year they estimate 50 million Prime members at least, minimum,
wow.
are going to be, waiting for and just watching for those 36 hours, or those 48 hours, what they can get on special sales. Because the sales are ongoing, they're limited availability. They only go on for a certain amount of time, so you have to be there to get mm-hmm. To get what you're looking for.
So why is this important to talk about? Because
it's another way that Amazon is seriously disrupting the whole nature of retail. I mean, it is like the Black Friday Cyber Monday holiday celebration, but it's Christmas in July. And, Target and Walmart and all kinds of, major retailers are all bent out of shape and trying to take a piece of this. But it also impacts a lot of small businesses, too. I mean, it impacts
yeah.
everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's what I find, the power of Amazon is just, it's just astounding.
See, I consider Jeff Bezos to be one of the most dangerous people in the world.
Oh, I think there's no question about it. And the fact is it's really, the Amazon and Prime Day and all the discounts helps, the average customer, but it really disrupts businesses, which
yeah.
for, when we think about small businesses, it's like it really requires you to put the people first, the people in your local community, and just how much more important it is to focus on serving your local community.
Right.
Because, you know, Bezos and Amazon has, you know, is taking over the world.
Yeah, this is you know, it's a free economy, and we have a free market economy, and it's capitalism, you know, no denying all that. And a lot of people, and I have people who argue that, well, you know, he's made markets for small businesses, because a lot of the things that are going to be sold on Prime Day are being put on Amazon by small businesses. So some small businesses will benefit from this, but at the same time, you're talking to somebody that Amazon's system has harmed. My own company, Amazon, the way they do their business, the way they sell books, the way their algorithms work, has harmed me. And,
right.
And I can't get any resolution out of it. So the way they do business helps a lot of people, but it also is a cautionary tale on you talked about the power of these companies. This is
right.
Not like we've ever had before. We've never had Ford was never had this kind of power. Exxon never had this kind of power. GM, IBM, Xerox, none of those companies ever had this kind of dominance on
right.
So many levels.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's mind-boggling. And you know, I think that small businesses that are using this marketplace, I mean, I wrote an article on Forbes.com about, you know, some of the dangers, and I really think it's like, you know, it is sleeping with the enemy, and I think you have to be very, very shrewd and very, very careful before you decide that Amazon is, quote-unquote, the partner that you want to try to sell your products through, or, you know, or use as a partner in promoting your small business. I'm very leery of it, and
you have to be careful, because when they're the one who decides how much of your stuff gets stocked and where it gets stocked.
Right, and how high it appears in the ratings.
And you have to ship it to them, and if they want one of them, you can only send them one, and if the shipping
right.
on that one costs as much as your profit, then what have you gained?
That's right. You haven't gained anything,
and you don't own the
customer. I mean, that's the biggest thing. You don't have any relationship.
That's right.
You may, and,
that's right.
And many times you often fulfill the orders yourself in your own store.
That's exactly
or your
right.
own shop.
So eyes wide open is what we're saying, folks.
You don't own that customer.
We're not being Luddites here, but eyes wide open when you do business with Amazon. However, there are some things we can learn from them. We're going to talk about that after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.